Skagway Assembly continues discussing whether the public should get a vote on some land deals, and the Clekwan Masters come home from gold medal as champions. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Skagway Assembly last week made some headway to change code requiring a public vote to approve leases of public property. Currently, Skagway Municipal Code requires any lease worth more than $250,000 go to voters for approval. An ordinance suggests repealing that requirement, but over the course of several meetings, the majority of the Assembly came to agree on revising the ordinance with a higher threshold and an exemption for state entities. The idea to repeal the ordinance came up while the city is in the midst of trying to negotiate a post-2023 tidelands lease with the state's Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. Interim borough manager Tom Healy has suggested the vote requirement of large leases undermines negotiations. Mayor Stan Selmer said at a previous meeting, ADA representatives were not pleased that parts of their negotiations would be made public because of the voting requirement. Some residents at recent meetings, including last Thursday's meeting, have advocated to keep the requirement, saying the public deserves a say in leases of public lands, especially long-term leases. It was suggested by some that the Assembly could change the threshold of the voting requirement depending on the length of the lease instead of a monetary amount. Assembly members said Thursday that during a joint work session recently with the Port Development Committee, the idea of raising the threshold came up, but no real consensus was formed. Assemblyman Gary Hansen kicked off Thursday's discussion, saying he thought a $5 million threshold would allow the Assembly to easily approve smaller leases as needed, but still allow the public input on larger leases that would affect the town's future.
I just want to say that we're not trying to shirk our responsibility here. These larger leases are also going to be long term. They could be up to 35 years. ADA wants 30 years, we're told, and this is a major effect for generations of people to come. And I believe that it really does warrant a citizen's vote.
But Assemblyman Dan Henry remained firmly in support of repealing any voting requirement. He said citizens have ample opportunity to make their voices heard throughout lease negotiations, but that the Assembly still carried the responsibility of doing the work of the people.
We are charged with handling the city's business. I think anybody who runs for office has to understand that. And if they don't, they're probably best served being on committees, but not maybe on the Assembly.
Assemblyman Mark Schaefer said he also wanted to repeal the ordinance, especially in light of the extended timetable the requirement puts on the ADA lease negotiations. And he said the Assembly already has the authority to make other agreements without public vote approval.
We've got a limited amount of time to spend the money we have. I'm starting to have my doubts whether we'll be able to accomplish anything with port development, even though that's what the community asked for. We've got the ability already to make deals outside of leases. So, I mean, there's no protection for some deals that could happen, just leases. So I support repealing it. I think we should move on and get something done with ADA before October.
Assemblyman Paul Reichert said he was leaning in support of setting a higher threshold for a vote. He said he also supported an exemption for state agencies like ADA. Assemblyman Mike Korsmo, joining the meeting via phone, agreed. Assemblyman Steve Burnham seemed to support raising the threshold of the vote requirement, but did not support allowing an exemption for any entity. Mayor Stan Selmer offered his support of repealing the ordinance in part because he said few at the municipality even knew the requirement existed, and he said it has never come up before the lease negotiations with ADA began.
I'm hearing that you want to exempt ADA. I think that's a great move. I think that has to happen.
Yeah.
It has to happen because if you didn't really want it to happen and you wanted the people to vote on it, 2 years ago when the governor was down on the beach with Dan Henry signing the $65 million authorization, there should have been something about, well, the citizens going to get to vote on this. And actually at the time, there was no consideration that you would get to vote because nobody knew that the requirement existed.
Selmer also said exempting state agencies will keep Skagway attractive as a port. He mentioned Haines in his comments, talking about how planned upgrades to the Haines Highway mean Skagway could be facing competition over port resources in the future.
once you got a pathway established that you don't have now, it's competition for Skagit. And as you know, the middle of May, Haynes is coming over here in mass to look at our ore terminal and bringing Ada with him. So I'm very happy to hear that you would be at least willing to consider exempting Ada. I think that's a good move for the community.
Henry and Schaefer also wondered about the necessity of the ordinance if the only goal is to keep the city from entering into another lengthy lease with White Pass. Here's how Henry and Schaefer expressed their thoughts.
I'm a little confused at this point because what we're attempting to do, if I understand what you feel is the majority of the table, is to isolate the White Pass aspect of the holdings down on the waterfront. That's all it is.
I think you got it.
Okay. Now, if we're doing that, if that's our target, okay, and we're exempting Ada, all right, and we put a number of $5 million on it, it would serve that because nothing else is going to be $5 million or $7 million, whatever number you want to pick. Just get it up into the millions. But more importantly, if we're taking back the property in 2023, what do we care?
That's right.
Who cares? We're never going to vote on it because we're going to take the land back. It's moot.
Corsmo made a motion to amend the ordinance to raise the threshold of the public vote requirement from $250,000 to $5 million and to exempt state entities. His motion also included moving the ordinance to a third reading at the next meeting. The amendment passed by a vote of 4-2, with Hansen and Burnham opposing it. The amended ordinance then had to be approved in order to come back at the next meeting. That vote was tied, with Hansen, Burnham, and Henry voting against it. Mayor Selmer had to vote in order to break the tie and voted to approve it. The administration will clean up some of the language in the ordinance with the amendments and bring it back for approval at the next meeting. Also Thursday, the Skagway Assembly took steps to eventually establish a permanent and dedicated Skagway Senior Center. The municipality currently offers a space at different locations, depending on the time of year, for seniors to gather. And the Presbyterian Church hosts the Senior Lunch Program. But the Assembly approved declaring the site of the former clinic as a location for a Skagway Senior Center. They also included a line about making every effort to preserve the trees at the location during any demolition or construction of a center. The Assembly also heard from the Taya Inlet Watershed Council at the meeting. The council plans on partnering with the Tok-Chinook Watershed Council in Haynes to help offset administration costs. The Taya Inlet Watershed Council will become a fiscally sponsored project of the Tok-Chinook Watershed Council. We'll have more on this story in an upcoming newscast. And the Assembly on Thursday also met in executive session to discuss Ada lease negotiations and White Pass Gateway project negotiations. After the executive session, the Assembly approved the manager and mayor sending a letter to White Pass regarding an access and construction easement for the Gateway project and detailing the benefits of the project. And a note about a tsunami drill taking place Wednesday as part of Tsunami Preparedness Week across the state. The National Weather Service and Alaska's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, in cooperation with the Alaska Broadcasters Association and the West Coast Alaska Tsunami Warning Center, will conduct a test of the state's tsunami warning system on Wednesday between 9:45 a.m. and 10:15 a.m. At that time, the state's Emergency Alert and NOAA Weather Radio Systems will deliver a test tsunami warning message. While the message will be a test message, the codes used to activate the system will be the real codes used in an actual tsunami warning. The test commemorates the 49th anniversary of the 1964 Alaska earthquake. And after a week of basketball at the gold medal tournament in Juneau, the Kluckwan Masters team returns home as champions. Kluckwan won the Masters division at the gold medal basketball tournament on Saturday, pounding defending champion Cake 63-35. Kluckwan went 3-0 at the Juneau tournament, also defeating Huna and Juneau Alliance. Jeff Sharnbroy scored 15 points in the championship game for Kluckwan, followed by Joe Parnell with 11 and Rob LaRose with 10. LaRose and Parnell made it to the all-tournament team along with Steve Fossman, who posted 20-plus points in each of the team's first two games. LaRose was named MVP. The team also included Chris Wassman of Skagway. Kluck won, last won the Masters division in 2008. The Haynes Merchants in the B bracket and the Kluck won Chilcats in C each opened the tournament with two wins to reach the semifinals, but lost back-to-back games on Thursday and Friday and were eliminated. The Merchants lost to eventual champion Angoon 98-64 and then fell to Heidelberg 77-69. Kyle Rush made the all-tournament team for the Merchants, and Tyler Healy earned the Sportsmanship Award. The Chilcats lost to Hoonah 92-68 and Heidelberg 90-76. David Buss and Stuart DeWitt were all-tournament performers for Kluck One. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Krista Kilsmeyer for help with this report. And thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. This is Margaret Friedenauer in the KHNS Newsroom. We are news from the Upper Lynn Canal and Southeast region every weekday from Monday evening through Friday morning. On Monday mornings, we feature NPR Business News. And on Friday evenings, we bring you the Alaska Fisheries Report. We have a wrap-up of that week's local news on Saturday's Lynn Canal Weekend. And you can always listen to your news on your time and anytime by going to khns.org. Thanks for listening.